Welcome to the Yard Info Podcast. Today, Friday, July the 30th, 2010. The topics are Chief Servant or Flip-Flopper in Chief, Bunting State of Delusion, Merlene aims for gold in her golden age.
Ah, Queen Merlene.
I can't believe me, yay!
Who that?
Bounty calls for a change.
Well, I can't believe.
Almila delivers the word.
That's
to the
right.
Cops. Oh. Uncle Sam wants you and you and you
and you and you and you.
Take it away, Johnny and Andrew.
Hey, thank you very much. This is that was another filling in for Nicole.
You know, Andrew, I wonder what to ask you. Who is this beautiful young lady here sitting in for Nicole?
Yeah, you positioned her right in front of you.
Then I must.
Yeah.
Where's the new fish, Andrew? You have to taste new fish. Fry our steam now. That's something here.
Yeah, that's Leonardo, one of our friends on our Facebook page.
Leonardo.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andrew Hewitt, and I'm here with
Christopher Johnny Daly. With Leonardo.
In the building.
Andrew, what kind of topic then? I'm telling you, Andrew, you're jaw this politics thing, you know, you're taking it to a different level.
Listen
to
me, I want to make the news each week, you know, and these guys, these people making the news
not
every single week.
Not for that things, but news, but you're not putting those things out
well,
there.
Tell us now.
So what are we talking about now?
Flip flop.
You know, say my buy one flip flop there, Andrew. Uh-huh. I know, say my buy one flip flop. I know the spine of the flip flop. Uh-huh. You know, they can't wear it till the spine pop out.
Yeah.
We have to be careful with the flip floppers.
You never bust out pan, you?
Bust out pan me. Send us a shame and disgrace.
So you go away and get all the good little slippers, you know.
A good slippers. Slippers last year, but flip flop the last
year. Not the flip flop, yeah. I tell you, and I'm wondering how long our PM is going to last, you know.
Where's the flip flop?
Yeah, flip flopping too much, man.
Flip flopper.
Yeah, and I mean, the latest thing is that our PM has been caught on candid camera. He wrote a letter to the Gleaner in 2003.
Yes.
Opposing a state of emergency.
Right.
Yeah, vehemently opposed to the state of emergency.
Yeah,
speaking of how, for instance, if the police have no evidence, I'm quoting him here.
Yes.
On which to charge them being individuals.
Yes.
Under the Thomas Robertson plan. Now, Kings of Thomas back in 2003... He was in charge of the NHT, and Don Robertson, who is in media, had both called for a state of emergency.
Right.
Now, he's saying under the Thomas Robertson plan, the police would simply detain and lock up. No need for any processing.
Right.
No need for any evidence.
Can't work.
No need for any trial.
Can't work.
Cannot work.
Back in 2003.
This is the man who is calling for a second extension of a state of emergency.
Not only that, the crimes acts that were just passed.
That's right.
A lot of them call for some very, very different and draconian means.
As much as 60 days in lockup.
So,
without guarantee of bail.
No surprise there, Andrew. I mean, I don't know if you're surprised, but I mean, come on.
Well, I think we learned from last week, you know, so me really surprised when a lot of these things happen. It look like
Andrew,
I'm the only one who...
When you're not in power, remember, you just say anything you want to say to make the headlines, you know.
So that's what it's all about?
Yeah, we don't really say things with, you know, certain conviction. It doesn't make no sense. We just say things and make the other party upset, you know what I mean?
I make them look bad.
Yeah. But we're not time not the seat now. We can always say that, listen, the situation is much graver now.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
The sad thing about it, you know, is that we're sensing a pattern because just recently when our Prime Minister eventually after 9 months apologized for the whole Dudus issue.
Yes.
And admitted to us that he had sanctioned the dealings with Manat Phelps and Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what he said? In what capacity he did that?
You mean as
leader
of the JLP.
Not as a government, you know. This is the same man.
Yes.
Who in 2006 criticized Colin Campbell.
Yes.
When the PNP were trying to say, listen, we had a dealing with Trafigura as a party, not as a government. Oh, you cannot separate the two. I mean, if he acts in one capacity, it does not separate him from being in the other capacity. This is a leader that said that back then, you know.
So if Mr. Bruce is a flip-flopper slippers, what is Miss Portia in shoes term? Where's it? Shower pumps.
Desert Clocks, everything I get. Hey.
Desert Clocks.
Speaking of pumps.
Yes.
And hot legs.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, two of our very good friends on Facebook, we'll get to that. Yeah, but the PM, believe you me, some of his utterances have been questionable and, you know, there are questions of trust now.
So you think that it's an apt description of the PM? The
yeah, man, definitely.
Is an American term still in?
Yeah, it started.
Well, I go find our own term instead of flip flopping. You know,
so what if we call him?
No, swinging engine. What about swinging engine?
No,
swinging engine, swing to the left, or swing to the right, you know?
Yeah.
All right, we can call him Pollard. Pallant! So the prime minister, Pallant.
Aye, looks up. Move to the left.
Move to the left. Move to the right.
It seems that is it, you know? What is it? What was the next topic we had here, Leonardo?
Bunting state of delusion.
Bunting state of delusion. What is wrong? What are you saying, Mr. Bunting is in a state of delusion?
Peter Bunting.
What is going on? What are you criticizing the member of parliament for Manchester about?
In speaking about the state of emergency.
Yes.
Has led us to wonder if he's in a state of delusion.
Why?
No, seriously.
Because I'm here to listen to this. I think there's some merit in what he was saying, actually.
Yeah.
The state of emergency really was only about the debacle in Tivoli. It will never reduce crime.
Oh, I agree with that. I don't agree that it didn't reduce crime.
Yeah.
The state of emergency was called because of what took place in Tivoli. I remember last week we spoke about
this.
So as things stand right now, there's no need to extend the state of emergency.
You also said that when some people are not carrying down a liquor community.
We need to improve our police force. But that's an argument for another day.
Yes.
Yeah?
So what delusion are you talking about?
But to say that it did not reduce crime, I think is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, the statistics will say that it reduced crime, you know.
But it's not just the statistics. I mean, even anecdotal evidence. If you think about what's been taking place.
Yeah.
And you talk to some people.
Yeah.
The fact that the officers have been even more present on the road. Their presence, the cordons and search, all of that.
There are more police officers out there, Andrew, because there are more soldiers out of camp.
That too. That's
so we have more security personnel.
Which is why we said last week, you know, that you don't necessarily need a state of emergency to carry on and to help the fight against crime. You need that increased presence of the security forces. But remember, you know, the increased presence started under the state of emergency.
Okay.
So for someone to say that, listen, this thing didn't have any effect on crime, is a crackhead or something like that.
From the JP that when they need the state of emergency to continue the push against crime. And I'm saying to myself, okay, let's say there was no extradition here.
Right.
Let's say that never come down from foreign.
Mm-hmm.
What would have been the status quo would not have changed.
No, it would not
we
have.
We would still see the same police come out of the road as I run up and down.
That's right.
Batman would have still go out with them thing.
Yep.
And Tivoli would still be the enclave, the safe haven for Mr. Coke.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when were we going to call, were we ever going to call a state of emergency for the thousands that were being killed before this Tivoli thing had come down?
You remember the last podcast when I said how unbelievable it was that the Prime Minister was trying to claim that his party has come down hard on crime, when the fact of the matter is, as you just said, it's just because they were led
to. He was led to.
You know, it shouldn't have taken a state of emergency.
Yeah.
It's just that it did. It happened.
Yeah.
Crime has been reduced. Now they need to seize that initiative with improvement in the police force.
A whole heap of work needs to be done.
Well, listen.
If you check it, the statistics show that the crime moved from 4.5 to about 2 point something. Right?
Murders, right?
All right, so some crime still, some murders still are going on.
So
who is going to police the police?
Well, Terrence Williams was just appointed.
Past them, say police are commit crime.
Terrence Williams was just appointed for a new body.
The commission.
That will be in charge of, you know, and this was always a question, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when there are questions about police killings, for example,
it goes
to the BSI, the Bureau of Special Investigations.
Right.
And I've always wondered, how on earth police must be investigating police?
Yeah.
Well, this is a former attorney in the director in the public prosecution's office.
Yeah.
And he was also director of public prosecutions in an island abroad.
Right.
He's back in Jamaica. He will serve as the head of that commission.
The only question for that is why they never put it out to tender instead of a funny
Well, we can ask the contractor general about that one. No, this is an appointment. This isn't our contract.
It's my appointment, man. Yeah, right. Nice and jiggy. Nobody has ever got feet, I don't think. Somebody just call him name and say, yes, a good boy, a female. I don't know what pass on. Look, a suitcase could have pushed in a car. But we hope that him do a good job of it.
Well, we hope
that
so.
That Mr. Christie's obviously
we
did a good
hope
job
and,
of it.
And him now for runway.
Oh, you mean if I then I would turn off the AC in here.
Speaking of running.
Andrew, I wouldn't listen. If not be this hot, you have to come out of the studio. This young
and
lady,
leave you with Leonard.
Yeah, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Yes. Merlene Otte.
Merlene.
Aims to be.
That's a Merlene.
The oldest athlete ever to perform at the European Championships.
She's going to do it.
She is going to do it.
She's going to do it.
The question is, should she do it?
Why not? What is there to stop her? What is there
Johnny,
to stop her?
Listen, man, stop being foolish.
No,
man.
What
Merlene
to stop her?
Merlene 50 years old.
A fear body. Are you on her body, fear?
And the body is very firm, honestly, apparently.
Are you if it firm, when last you see any 50-year-old woman in Jamaica look so? Merlene, run. I was
1980.
I was that one. Look,
Merlene has been performing since 1980. I'm not
remarkable.
Even sure if some of these the fans of the podcast were alive when Merlene started
remarkable,
running.
Remarkable, marvelous, wonderful. Leonardo, what do you think of Merlene Otte's continued efforts to
at
push the
50 years
as
old
as a world-class athlete?
And it's not as if she's breaking records. What do you think, Leonardo?
I think she should go for it.
Why not?
Go for it, why? She's not. It's not a case that she's still breaking records or still winning races.
Oh, well, Andrew, the audacity, if you ask woman, why? Andrew, you know, Admiral, at the recovery years, we keep that shade. Almost 50-year-old, you know, can look down straight and see them toe without see something in front of it. Almost 50-year-old, you know, have belly when I shelter something else.
Okay,
look here.
So she's only running at the European Championships to keep her shape?
No, she's running to show you that age is really just a number. And it's remarkable that Merlene Otte, remember, you know, and a little bit
Johnny,
of the woman
I would
and
agree
Andrew,
with you.
Andrew, and a little bit of the woman we used to run with are dead, you know, you know. You know, if it's that boy serious, so they're in a grung and rotten dung.
Yeah.
We have to give kudos to
Johnny,
that.
Johnny, I would agree with
good.
You
she
if
good.
She was still on top of her game, but she's not.
She be, well,
she did not even qualify, you know, that she tried to qualify for Beijing.
She missed it by 0.28. I mean, you know the facts.
Yeah, so I mean, come on.
Wow, wait a minute. By 0.28?
It is a lifetime in a 100-meter race,
even
you know.
Inform athletes, man. Inform athletes to miss them something there. Listen.
All right, so what is the purpose of her running at this age? Tell
to
me
make
then.
The team. To make the team.
Just to make the team.
And to represent her new country that she's running for. Obviously, them not nobody care who left the 50-year-old in that position. That's why she was chosen.
Oh, come on, man.
Listen, Andrew. It's a wonderful thing.
Hey, we all love her.
Go ahead,
you know.
Merlene.
No, we all
love
her.
You. The world loves
many
you.
People think
Merlene,
that
you're still at the best shape in the Olympics.
But, you know, I said 10 years ago.
But I look, I see me.
Merlene is the oldest.
But I look, I see me, that night, I tell you.
Ever worst athlete
Merlene
to
money.
Get a medal
worst
at an Olympics.
Worst Merlene
and that's
money.
10 years ago. So can you imagine now?
Worst Merlene
she
money.
Was old 10 years ago.
No, I'm going to look at her. That's a Merlene money and a regular money and a new money. Merlene money and
up.
Old money. Actually, you don't know what I'm going to. At 50, the money the cement down. You can't imagine how much interest grew.
Oh, God. We can't believe what me are here.
What a campaign.
We can't believe what me are here.
She married already.
And we can't believe me are here.
Yeah.
Because I want to kill her. Has decided.
Calls for change.
Yeah?
Cross angry. Me, he's a rebel. You know it's Bounty Killer. The warlord. The people in general. You know the five-star general is in the building. Bounty Killer! Where's the Bounty Killer turn Christian? A real thing. I'm mother managing me. I know, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie.
No, seriously. I mean.
A big something. Bounty, I heard you got a really great ovation when you were.
He was well received at some fest.
So, you mean Mudfest?
At Mudfest, yeah. And got an award, yeah? But
Well, they honored me the man last year, so it was just, you know, a token of appreciation to honor the killer.
Listen to me, man.
Since the 12 month.
Action speaks louder than words.
So what are you saying? That he's not sincere for saying he supported the...
I'm not going to say that he's not sincere. But I'm just going to say that when you have up to 4 cases in court...
Yeah.
One, he just basically was released for, which was alleged domestic abuse.
Cross.
Illegal possession of a firearm.
Hang.
Illegal possession of marijuana.
Me, he's a rebel.
Unlawful wounding and assault, and I think one of these was on a policeman.
You know it's a five-star general.
Bunty went as far as, when they did arrest the man for assaulting his girlfriend.
Lever.
And they give him, you know the song Francois always play on radio, it's me again, Margaret.
You know, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. They give the man one call to call an attorney or to call somebody of importance. The man called his girlfriend that accused him of beating him and threatened her in front of the police.
Yeah!
It's me again, Margaret. No, seriously. I mean, when you see all of these actions, what does his one statement or his one set of statements of at some fest mean compared to all of this? I mean, your actions basically belie your newfound change.
You know, I'm sorry. Listen!
My eyes can see more clear.
Yeah, man. Eyes can see more clear as long as you're standing there.
I know
what I'm viewing your eye. But to tell me too much lie. You say you never know beanie man.
Oh God.
No, you're having a baby.
Boss man.
Bunty, listen, I want you to know Bunty. I'm saying, Bunty, the next good act you can do right now is Bunty. Simpson take away. Elephant man Ben. No, I feel say all of these them like, you know, like
for pitching.
Help
him with a Corolla or something.
No, him have him rough as him in range. I notice them in a city range I'm ready. Oh, I'm not gonna harm to it. But if they take my Benz, would I hide my range too? No, that's no, they take my Benz, I hide my range. But them all give him in a business. But I feel say them for jump up. And really pay up the tax.
Help it out. Yeah, help him out.
I hear the man is in depression. Him red car, red car gone.
Mix over the beds. Yeah, and you know him like bright colors.
I think the word in him Alliance. Alliance up some money.
That's right, man.
Put together.
Hey, it would be great.
Yeah.
If other artists were singing the same tune as Bunty, and if Bunty was really sincere about this,
yeah,
I'll be happy. Because they do wield a tremendous amount of influence.
Sincerely.
On our young people and many people in who love dancehall and reggae in general.
Sincerely.
But I kind of find it hard to believe that he is being sincere.
I love you dearly. Sincerely. My eyes can see more.
Hey, folks, you're tuned into the Yard Info podcast. Remember that you can always
share your views. What's the name of my girls that say love me off right now on Facebook?
Listen to me now.
I just want to hail them real quick.
Is insisting.
I'm pumping.
That you make a proposal. She's waiting.
Oh, la, 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 la.
And she says she's going to mash up the computer if she don't get a proposal.
Eh?
Hot Legs. Just want to say hi to Pumps and Hot Legs on Facebook.
Hot Legs. Wow. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you can always share your views with us at yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. Where, as you heard us mention, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/yardinfopodcast. And Twitter, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/yardinfo. Johnny's also on Twitter, twitter.com/JohnnyBoss, B-U-S-S.
Maddie, hey, Lilana, you listen to the podcast?
Every week.
Every week? We like it, Lilana.
Fanatic, man.
It's a fanatic?
Yeah.
Number one fan.
Hey, right, she's and, in the building.
You know, be sure to check out the blog as well. Johnny, Lenarda, and a couple other folks will be contributing to the blog. It's yardinfo.wordpress.com.
Yeah, I noticed they won't get me that much.
So they'll be sharing their views with you, and you can always come on, comment on the stories, and share your views with us. Lenarda, what's next?
Al Miller delivers the word to the cops.
Hi. Listen, Al Miller delivers the word.
Do you think?
Yes.
I mean, the man of God, do you think that the police should have really gone and tapped the man's phone, according to what we're hearing from the court records?
Tap man no partial. Tap no partial, man.
No matter whether you're sin or saint.
Tap the partial, whether you is a man of the cloth or not.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're going to be talking to people of high interest,
yes,
like Mr. Coke, Yeah, you know, so people supposed to run from Coke, him attack to Coke. No, if you're going to be talking to them kind of people, then your phone is going to be top. I mean, that's an international fugitive. Come on. So if you talk to ISTM people, yeah. That's how I don't make them know nobody like that. Andrew, you must be the IS person. No, because I mean, if you tap that phone, I can't attack
him. That's right, we're talking to them in the world. Hear
no, honestly, of course, tapping phone, yes, listen. Me not care if I'm a preacher, they want a preacher to commit crime.
Hey, kudos to the police doing. I remember us saying when
question, I want to ask you this though, Andrew. Yeah. Did they legally tap his phone?
Yeah, man. I'm pretty
but
sure.
But
you
have all the legal procedures and so forth.
They would have had to, because if they didn't, all the evidence they would have gathered would be thrown out of court.
Yeah.
And anything gotten from that as well would be considered fruit of the poisonous
when
tree.
When will that be public record? Come on, I love to hear that conversation.
It will never be public record.
What make?
There are a few things that may come out in court, but I don't even think the proceedings are open to the public.
Come on, I love to hear what the man of class to talk to the dangerous man, you know.
What were the words that were exchanged?
You see it? Well, then my boy said, yo, Mr. Miller, make sure you're coming as a false. I'm assuming that's how he speaks, Mr. Uh-huh. Miller. It could be a totally different way. It could be, hallelujah, Mr. Miller. We don't know. We don't know. Maybe like a father to a son, mm-hmm. You know? No, son, I want you to come in with me. I will take you to the embassy in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, but take him to the embassy? Mm. This was our contention from a long time. You know, you don't take the man to the embassy. The embassy is not... He's not wanted by the embassy. He's wanted by the police. I think that's where the good reverend erred.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
You take him to the police. You took in the brother. You took in the sister.
I love for your conversation. You can't imagine that the police. I mean, sit down wherever.
So, what do you think the two of them would have really did that?
Me don't know, sir. But obviously, them talk about the route and the trip and where to meet. Uh-huh. So that them can, I mean, I wonder if him said to him, say, but he wear a short wig instead of a long wig. I don't know. But I wonder if him said to him, say, no, take off the glasses and put on the glasses.
Yeah, reverend, you think if we wear a wig?
Yeah. I want to listen to him say, put your hand right here, sir. Don't put your hand right here, sir.
Hello.
For the picture.
So,
I mean,
to finish up today.
It's a husband, a wife, and yeah? Was supposed to be driving.
Uncle Sam wants you.
Me?
And you.
And you.
And you.
What do you mean?
And you.
They might look for you.
And you. And you.
And in the valley.
15 more individuals and some of them high-profile individuals.
Just stretch your thing like, say, well, if I had 15 and I want look
at 15 a little bit?
Yes, man!
So how many you wanted them to call
from? Compared to the nation and population of 15 a little bit, we take off of the cross.
Yeah, but listen, compared to the fact that they usually have 10 to 20 extraditions per year, 15 at one go?
What is exciting is where the 15 might come from.
That is right. Because we start,
where did I get the information from?
We start to hear some of the names already.
What is saying to me, trying to call none of Andrew.
Yeah, well.
Can't me no show the lie of them.
I tell you what, this one is in the public record.
What is saying to me?
The DPP has given the go-ahead for investigations to take place into the records, the financial records of Olint and its principals.
You know, so the DPP is complaining about that today on the news.
Oh,
that,
she
that
was.
The news people, them go call people name.
And they should not have.
So, Andrew, you're trying to call nobody there.
Well, I haven't called anybody name, you know. I call a company name.
Oh, I'm only enough with them.
But, I mean, some of the individuals who have also been alleged to be on the list include a politician's son. No, this one is the one where I confuse me now. A major figure in the football fraternity. Johnny, only one major figure in the football fraternity. No, no, no. There's no major figures.
Everybody has a figure. Everybody has a figure.
That is right.
One major figure.
There is one big smuddy in the football fraternity.
You feel like you want a little bread or?
No.
Little cake?
I prefer cake.
You prefer cake?
Yes.
You're going to have bakery.
Yes, I'm going to do that. And you sell themself food too.
Yes.
Yeah?
I need a captain to stay.
And I mean, suggestions have been made.
No, look here.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ. I didn't ever get to that trouble yesterday.
Suggestions have been made that no, there's also a young businessman who apparently is also wanted. But suggestions have been made that the politician's son is a son of one or two individuals.
Mm-hmm.
The first, if I'm wrong, I wouldn't be surprised since he seems to master misinformation. The other, well, ironically enough, is known to have a heart of gold. He's a philanthropist, especially on the North Coast. There's a lot for primary schools, etc. So, and I'm waiting to see who these individuals really are.
Andrew, everybody with this, me just hope, say, see, with this string cut right there, you know, that all I'm doing is looking out and saying, okay, okay.
You know, I did tell you, because I hear that a popular comedian is also wanting
it. Let me just send Beanie Man say, I'm okay, becoming clean every day.
Well, let's hope so. But, I mean, to tell the truth, though, I don't see any blockbuster here. And when it just came out, I said it to that there won't be any blockbusters. It's not like you're going to see a major person in politics going, or I mean, the person whose business crash, who them suggesting that he's under investigation. I don't know, nobody, people actually don't want him going away because they want about their money. So this is, there's no blockbuster here. Nothing that's gonna significantly change what's happening in Jamaica.
We're not sure it's part of the money there, no, but some people just make up their minds. They're not
getting that.
You know, like when you're in family member money.
Yeah.
You're not getting
that. You're lending your brother or your sister
not
some money.
Yeah. And the worst people
when them come
money
and say, lend me, just either
me
make up
say,
them,
give me. I say, I got thief this from me. Because that is what it is.
That is all that it is going to be. Oh, boy. Let me just do a little follow-up before we go. But again, I remind you, yardinfo@gmail.com. Telephone and leave a voicemail at 206-333-1769. Share your views with us. Let us hear what you're thinking, what you have to say. And if Pumps want to propose to Johnny, you can do it by those
avenues. Look here, Pumps. Make sure you have money. All right. Argument done. 5 minutes meter here. That means that this is arrangement.
Just to
I mean,
know
I
follow.
Want to know arrangement with nobody when I have no money.
You so remember Pumps, we spoke about the 17 individuals who were arrested for trying to scam the ports,
yes,
taking off containers without paying
the
duties.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, we had also spoken about the fact that he had some big businesses involved.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Mm-hmm. One of the individuals who was arrested and has now received bail is one Donald Combs, a businessman. He received bail in Halfway Tree Court this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're following this up, hoping it's not just a small fry them alone end up doing the time.
No, no. You didn't also end up private investigating work?
No.
I follow up these things. And I call up people.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to follow up. I don't understand it. How.
All of this information here is Andrew, you would find it.
Look out for an interview we'll be doing with one of our major tourism execs this week. Once we have done that, we'll have it released for all you guys to enjoy.
Pumps and Hot Legs, I hear that. Hot Legs, you're spreading. I like that. I like the fact that Hot Legs.
Thank you guys for joining us. See you next week.